another great show brought to you by the Law of Attraction Radio Network. The Think, Believe, and Manifest Show with author, master trainer, and certified dream coach, Constance Arnold. Join us every week as we bring you life-changing information that will empower your life. And here's Constance.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network. And I am Constance Arnold, your most gracious host of the Think, Believe, and Manifest talk show. And today, of course, I am broadcasting live from a wonderful Atlanta, Georgia. And, you know, I would just like to take this opportunity to welcome all of my faithful listeners, both in the U.S. and internationally. Some of you have been listening to me for years, and I'm so grateful for that. And, you know, as I say every Sunday, I believe that if you are listening to the show today, that the Spirit of God has attracted you here and talking about the Law of Attraction, and that today you will find the solutions that you have been praying for and have been searching for. Well, how are you doing today? It is a beautiful day here in Atlanta. It's about 85 degrees, and I noticed that we're getting closer to the summer. Such a beautiful day here. And I'm just so grateful to be with you today. I'm doing really well and just grateful to hear from all of you. You know, this week I was talking to Jules, who's the founder of the network, and we just had a very interesting conversation around that when you're broadcasting or recording, you never know whose lives that you're touching. And I'm just so grateful for this radio network because it's really shifting and realigning people as to how they can begin to make the permanent changes that they need in their lives. I know every Sunday that I do the show, my own life is just drastically changed, is shifted, and it just realigns me once again to what God has called me to do. And so, you know, when you're behind the microphone, you don't know who's listening. And I'm just so grateful for all of the wonderful emails. I know Jules was saying that when she went on the cruise, that's when she really realized or she got greater insight into the impact that the radio network is really having on changing the lives of others. And speaking of the network, I'm just going to really encourage all of you to begin to listen to some of the other shows. You know, we have Marie Diamond, who was in the movie The Secret. She has a great show on. And we have Dr. Ann. She has a show, The Joy of Abundant Living. And all of you ladies who have men in your life and you want them to learn about how to treat a woman, you can certainly tune in to Charles William. And that's LOARadionetwork.com. Well, once again, I'm excited about today's show. And how many of you have heard me teach on the power of your words and how your words literally create, shape, change, and bring you into your life your heart's desires? Well, today, all the way from Ontario, Canada, my very special guest is Yvonne Oswald, and she's the author of Every Word Has Power. So after this quick commercial break, we're going to be right back, and I'm going to be talking to Yvonne about this great book, Every Word Has Power.
You're listening to Law of Attraction Radio Network, enhancing the well-being of millions of listeners worldwide. LOARadionetwork.com is heard through 25 different internet radio stations, as well as iTunes Radio, Stitcher.com, and our mobile apps. The Law of Attraction Radio Network, your trusted source of daily inspiration at LOARadionetwork.com.
Hello, I am Constance Arnold, your success coach. It is the beginning of 2012, and are you ready for change? Just imagine starting your new business or working in a career that you truly love or possibly attracting your soulmate. With my 25 years of experience, coupled with your eagerness to do the work, you can create immediate, outrageous results. We can partner together to begin creating unlimited possibilities in your life. So visit my website today at fulfillingyourpurpose.com and take a look at the varied coaching packages custom designed to fit your very lifestyle. Remember, you are worth the investment. Well, I hope you enjoyed those commercials. And just a quick reminder, I have so many of you who are taking advantage of my pay-as-you-go coaching. And really, God gave me that idea because this option allows you to coach when you are ready and coach according to your lifestyle. And I've had so many clients who really just after two or three sessions really began to shift and change their paradigms, their core beliefs, and their circumstances. So if you have questions, email me at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com. Well, are you ready? Tonight, my very special guest is Miss Yvonne Oswald. Yvonne lives in Ontario, Canada, and she is a national U.S. award-winning pioneer in the field of personal growth. And in 2010, she was voted a woman of influence and inspiration by the Ministry of Government Services. This woman has just done everything. She's a great communicator and trainer. She's a keynote speaker. She's a certified trainer of hypnosis. She is the author of Every Word Has Power. She has 20-plus years experience teaching and training, and she's been on so many TV and radio stations. We don't have time to mention them tonight, but you're certainly going to feel and see her spirit as she shares with us tonight. Yvonne, welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Thank you, Constance. Great to be here.
Well, tell us a little about who you are and your city and your journey.
Okay, I live in Toronto, Canada, and I've been here about 20 years. It's an awesome, awesome city, and I do a lot of travel around the U.S. and the world, actually teaching now and training people. I started out in England, and funnily enough, it was the English background that made me realize how important words were, because in Manchester, where I came from, people weren't typically very nice to each other. So I got here and I was like, wow, people are kind to each other here. It really blew me away and it was really surprising to me. And then, of course, I had my daughter at 42, quite old, obviously, for a first-time mom. And it was when she was about 10 months old and I thought I'd done a lot of work on myself. And I turned to her, she was crying, and I turned to her and I heard in my head, if you don't stop crying, I'll give you something to cry for. And I thought, wow, I was just about to say that. And it shook me so much. I put her in the other room and I thought, as of today, I will. And I didn't say it, fortunately. And I thought, as of today, I am absolutely going to edit everything that comes out of my mouth. I didn't say no for 3 years solid when she was born because it would be, if you do this, this is the result, my sweetheart. If you do that, that's the result. And I would talk things through with her. When she asked questions, I would answer them. It was literally a whole new learning skill for me to actually learn how to control what I was saying. And I realized how many negative thoughts I was having as well. So I started writing the book, Every Word Has Power. And it's literally about how to change the way you think, because your self-talk is 100% of your results.
Right. Well, that's so interesting. You know, I'm just so big on, you know, really monitoring and deliberately choosing your thoughts and your words. And that's why I was so drawn to your book and your work. So let's get started. So what's the number one reason your book is pioneering and so different than the other books?
Well, The Secret and all the other books tell you to have clear intent and positive purpose and, you know, think positively. They don't actually tell you how to do it. My book actually teaches you how to work with your unconscious mind so it really listens. And, of course, your unconscious mind is your direct connection to God. So if you have any little clouds in the way of little negative thoughts or negative emotions, what happens is your message isn't being given clearly through to the inner you or through to God. So by switching those words around, we can actually make sure that the connection is clear and the bridge is clear.
So, you know, you just mentioned the conscious and the sub. You mentioned the conscious mind. So let's talk a little bit about the conscious and the subconscious mind and certainly okay. How our words impact our lives.
Right. So the conscious mind is quite simple. It's your five senses plus decision making. So what you can see, feel, hear, touch, smell, taste, and think about. And your conscious mind makes the decision and passes the information over to the unconscious or subconscious. Only difference is the spelling. And the unconscious or subconscious does everything else. It breathes your body, it beats your heart, it digests your food. It literally is like a quantum search engine. And here's the awesome thing about it. It's like a magic genie in the lamp. If you know how to speak to it and get the results, you will actually get the results you want just literally by having a thought. It's amazing when you actually get to realize how it works. Here's the thing. It's a servo mechanism. It doesn't have emotions. It gives you emotions as a messaging system.
And so I think that our subconscious mind is just so powerful, and it's so awesome how God has really given us the ability to really, if you want to change your life, then change your thoughts, change what you believe, and change your words. So Yvonne, why do you think that the law of attraction is not working? We know that it's always working, but why are so many people struggling with the law of attraction?
Two reasons. One, because they simply just state things or say, you know, I am rich, I am healthy, or I am whatever. And the conscious mind doesn't usually believe that. So it will reject the thought and reject the connection to the subconscious. Now, when you have had a health connection, like that, you know, it's easy for me to be rich because then it's healthy for me and I will live longer. The unconscious mind automatically has to come in and help. Because its number one prime directive is to keep the body healthy and alive. So you mention any health connection at all, and it will take some action. Otherwise, it will just go, yeah, me too, and it won't have to do anything. You know, it's like going into a travel agent and saying, I'd like to go on vacation, please. And the travel agent says, so where would you like to go? And you say, well, don't you know? Because you're the travel agent, right? You have to give it specific instructions, like, you know, where you want to go, how long you want to go for, do you want to go first class, third class, do you want to go golfing by the beach, you know, when do you want to go, do you want to go at the weekend, in the summer? You have to give really specific instructions, and if you can date it and time it, it will actually come into your reality.
Well, you know, we're talking about the power of words, and Yvonne, let's talk about self-talk. That is so important. I know even with all of my years of experience, I really have to monitor, you know, what I'm saying to myself. I was driving to my office the other day, and I realized that I had driven to my office, and I was thinking something. I had a lot of meetings that day, and I realized that my mind had just gone all the way off, and I was in a little fear and really frustrated because I had a lot of things that I need to accomplish for that day, and my self-talk wasn't that great. So why is self-talk so important?
Okay, so the self-talk, that's a really good question, Constance, actually. Your self-talk produces 100% of your results, and I'll tell you for why. Your mind is programmed simply to go for keywords. So literally, it goes for specifically, more than any, the 20% of keywords that have emotional weight. So if you type anything into the internet will produce your results based on the keywords you type in. It's not the unconscious mind or subconscious doesn't judge it. It simply brings you results based on what you send it. So if you type fairies into the internet, I don't know how many million sites there are on fairies, but there are millions of sites. Do fairies exist? We don't know, but the internet has results. And that's exactly what your unconscious mind's doing. So if you send it a fear or send it a thought, it will actually bring you results based on the emotion you have behind that thought. Now, if you have fear, it will, or anxiety, which is a future-based emotion, what will happen is it will pay 100% attention and be 100% on guard and make you even more fearful. So we have to be careful about the keywords we use. Now, the thing is, it also doesn't hear negatives. It doesn't hear context. It doesn't hear grammar. It just hears the keywords. So if you say, wow, I'm really afraid of what will happen. I don't know what's going to happen today. It's only going to pick up on the word afraid, because that has the most emotions with it, you know. So if you say, I really hate that TV show, it's not searching for the TV show, it's searching for the emotional keyword, because that's your survival mechanism. Now, if you say, or don't worry, for instance, say don't worry, it will only search for the word worry. So if I say to you, don't think of a pink elephant, you have to think of a pink elephant, right? So
right.
If you know which keywords to use, it will go ahead and search for those. I mean, a lot of people here say, no problem. And I would say to people, what do you think your unconscious mind is searching for? Not happy results, right?
Right. Well, you know, interestingly enough, in the Bible, it says life and death are in the power of the tongue or your words.
Yes.
And by your words are you justified, and by your words are you condemned. And that in Hebrews, it talks about how we really frame our world with our words. So let's talk about words and what is the difference between high energy and low energy words. And what role does resonance and vibration have with our words?
Right, that's a really good question. Actually, when I was first starting this work, I started looking at words and looking at internet results because I thought, you know, the internet is a microcosm of the macrocosm. It's really the basis of what most of us are thinking when we key things into the internet. So I started looking at words. I mean, I was up till 3 or 4 in the morning just looking at search results and what they were bringing up. And I looked up the positive and negative, the actual words, positive and negative, because I was using positive words and negative words in those days. And then I looked up the word positive, and you know what comes up when you do positive?
No.
HIV, hepatitis C, lots of things that are negative, actually. And I suddenly thought, well, you know, really then it's really polarity-based if you use the word negative and positive. There is definitely a graduation of the emotions. So love has quite a heavy emotional weight, which is beautiful. A like is still emotional, but it's not as strong, right? So what I started realizing was there were high-energy words like excitement and joy and fulfillment and happiness, and there are low-energy words like bad, difficult, hate, etc. And if, depending on the word you use, is, you know, you actually send those words out, and in the next day, you may end up feeling wonderful or not wonderful depending on the word you sent out today.
We know that's so true. And so I remember when I was traveling extensively, Yvonne, I would say, my goodness, it's just so hard being on the road. I'm so tired. And I realize now that saying the word tired had a certain resonance and vibration to it. And so I've literally brought to me more of that.
Exactly. And you know what's very interesting about that? Me going traveling is the best thing that happens to me. People can't get to me when I'm on a plane.
Right.
The phone doesn't ring, and I've got a whole journey planned. It's awesome. It's the most beautiful time for me because I'll sit and read a book, or I'll meditate, or do my hypnosis. It's absolutely fabulous. And people have different ideas about things. If you can reframe it and make it a pleasurable experience, then you can actually bring in some really fabulous results at the end of this event.
And, you know, so let's just say for someone who may be unemployed now or who may be going through a divorce or may be in a crisis, how important are the words that they speak during these very difficult times in their lives?
That's a really good question because, number one, you do need to vent. What I've realized is you do need to talk to people and actually tell people about things. And what the best thing, one of the best ways to actually clear the emotions is to call a friend and say, can you give me 5 minutes so I can vent? And then the friend doesn't need to listen. They just kind of, they're on the other end of the phone just saying, okay, go ahead, vent away.
Right.
And then, you know, and then once you've cleared the venting, then what happens is you've acknowledged the emotions there. You've said to the unconscious mind, I get it, thank you. I get the negative emotions you're giving to me. And then it's projecting to the future. Now, the interesting thing, Constance, is if you can imagine the future, what happens is the now becomes less significant.
That is so true.
Yeah. If you can take yourself, this is what I've been doing with my PhD work, actually. What I realized was that the past really isn't real and the future really isn't real. You know, it's a trans state to have to go and get there. The only real is now. And now really isn't real either. Because there's 2 million pieces of information coming at you, and you're going to take 7 bits of that and become aware of it. So it's like 2 million toothpicks coming down from the sky, and you're picking out 7 every second. So, you know, I thought, well, why are we going to the past? Why don't we go to the future and get her resources and bring them back to now? And it works.
Well, you know, I believe in that, and I've done that, and I always say that when your future is bright enough or powerful enough, it will literally pull you out of difficult circumstances. And so you're writing your dissertation on imagination.
It's on how to raise consciousness, funnily enough. It's how to feel happy every day and in the now.
Okay. So how do, while we're on that, we'll come back to words in a minute. So how can you feel happy every day in the now?
What you do is actually What you were saying, Fulina, about your day ahead, remember you were saying you had all the meetings, etc.
Right, right.
What happens is the subconscious mind is very, very clear about its parameters. What it needs to do is have completion. And what happens when you go into a day and you're full of anxiety and you're thinking, oh my gosh, you've got a lot of unfinished loops. You've got a lot of unfinished jobs to do. And immediately, and of course that leads to procrastination, right? Because you get into the loop of
right.
What happens is, and this is a really interesting little thing I've been working on, in the morning when you get up, what you do is you, or the night before actually, it's fine the night before too, you write yourself a letter from the perspective of that evening. So what you would do, Constance, is you'd say, hi, good evening, Constance. It's 10:30 at night on the day of whenever you're writing it. I had an awesome day today. I completed this. We did this meeting. It was a lot easier than I thought. Write it out or type it out or, you know, put it into your iPod. And what happens is at the end of it, you say, I love you. You've done a fabulous job today. Sleep well. Sign it, Constance. And what happens is the second you finish that, the anxiety goes.
Right. And then the entire universe comes together and conspires with you to bring that living your life from the end to pass the next day.
Exactly. And here's the interesting thing about it. Even if it doesn't happen, you don't worry about it.
Right, right. And so many people are waiting for this big thing to happen. Or I'm waiting until I lose weight, or I'm waiting until I get married, or I'm waiting until I get that job. But what you're saying is be happy right now.
Yes, and act as though it already, the idea of the law of attraction is you act as if it is now. And people can't do that when they've got these clouds in the way, they've got the anxiety, the fear, the guilt, or whatever it is, because your unconscious mind's saying, we have an issue here. We need to talk, all right? So happy emotions, when you have happy emotions and you're feeling good and excited, your unconscious mind is basically saying you are safe. When you have a negative emotion around, it's saying we need to talk. There's something unfinished. There's something incomplete. And if you can complete it in a kind of interesting way, even the unconscious mind doesn't know the difference between real and not real, so it believes it's complete, so it will clear the emotion immediately.
That's so interesting. Wow. I just love the whole going inward and really understanding the power of our thoughts and words and imagination. So talk a little bit about thoughts. How can we really monitor and control what we think every day when we have so much coming, you know, via television, iPad, internet, et cetera?
Exactly. The idea is you need to change your actual keywords you use, because what happens is, I mean, if we talk to other people, our friends, the way we talk to ourselves, we wouldn't have many friends, actually, right? I'm to some extent like that now. I'm a lot better than I was. I still have the occasional odd thought coming up, which is like, whoa, where did that come from? However, I'm fairly in control of what comes out of my lips. I know exactly when I'm using a negative word or a high energy word. I know exactly when I'm using, you know, whatever I'm using. So most people are unaware of this. So what I suggest you do in the book is get a switch buddy. And a switch buddy is someone who's going to watch what word you use. And so every time you say a low energy word, they're going to say switch, and you have to switch it. It teaches your unconscious mind to clear those words out of your vocabulary. So if you say, don't worry, I'm going to say switch, and you would say, you'll be fine. Or if you say, no problem, I'll say switch, and you'll say, you're welcome. And what happens is, immediately your unconscious mind starts picking up, oh, okay, those words are not necessary. It also takes you to a different part of your brain, funnily enough, when you use a high energy word. It takes you to your prefrontal cortex, which is the happy, what I call the happy brain. The limbic brain, or the old family brain, is what we use when we're using negative emotions and negative words, and it keeps you in that kind of state where you can access negative emotions, right? So you can do this two ways. You get a switch buddy, get them to change your words, and of course you do it for them as well. And then also you can change physiologically. So anybody who's not got a job right now or not feeling good, what I want you to do is go ahead and sit up straight. And you know the expression, keep your chin up, Constance?
Yes.
It means stay, optimistic kind of thing. Literally put your chin up an inch. What happens immediately with your back straight and your chin up an inch, you are using a different part of your brain, and you actually can't access a negative emotion. It's impossible.
Wow.
I know. So here's the third part of that. You put your back straight, your chin up an inch, and then become aware of the room on both sides. So look ahead, stare ahead, and become aware of what's on the right and what's on the left at the same time as looking ahead. And you go into the state of alpha, which actually accesses the happy brain. And it also accesses solutions.
So our brain plays a key role in I would say, monitoring or really it collaborates with our thoughts and our words.
Yeah, it's like the interface between you and God.
Wow. You know, that's just so awesome. You know, in your book, Every Word Has Power, Switch on Your Language and Turn on Your Life, you talk about the magic element needed to get results. What is that magic element?
The magic element is actually action, obviously, because people think a lot and, you know, talk about it. What's very interesting is if you can model someone who's already done what you want to do, it's way easier than trying to do it by yourself. So it's very interesting. If you can find someone you admire and actually say, how did you do what you're doing to get what you've got, and literally copy them completely, you will get the same results.
You know, that's so true, because when I'm coaching some of my business clients or new entrepreneurs who say, Constance, I want to be a florist. I had this one lady I remember, and I had her to really go and shadow a person who had been in business for 30 years. At the end of a week, she realized, that is not what I want to do.
it's interesting. If you actually set someone the goal of actually looking to see who is successful, how were they successful? How long did it take them to get successful? You'd be surprised how many people say, you know what, I don't want to have to do that much.
You know, that is so true, because successful people do what unsuccessful people don't want to do. They have habitual habits of thinking and doing and being every day, and that's why they're successful.
Yeah.
This is so interesting. And additionally, you talked about how most decisions are not based on logic. That's interesting. So how do we make decisions?
We make decisions on emotions. It's an emotional feeling. It's a gut feeling. Then we follow through, and then we justify what we've done by following it through with logic. So usually the decision's made completely instinctively, and then we back it up with fact. It's kind of interesting. So, and you know, if three people have gone for an interview and they've all got the same qualifications, the one that has the most enthusiasm, the one that we like the most, is usually the one that's going to get the job.
That's so true. And so, Yvonne, is it the emotion or the feeling behind our thoughts and our words?
Mm-hmm.
Not just the words itself.
It is. It's the emotional context. So 20% of the words we use, Constance, have emotions associated with them. So chair, table, probably, you know, door, window. They don't usually have a lot of emotional context, unless you just bumped into one, you know, and then it's like, okay. Normally, though, they're fairly innocuous. They're just objects. A word like mother, a word like father, sister, brother, friend, lover, hate, anger, beauty, joy, they all have emotions associated with them. And depending on the context, how much emotion will be how much your mind pays attention to it. Now, here's why the emotions are so important. 200,000 years ago in the jungle, as you're walking through the jungle, someone comes towards you with their hands open, with their eyes open, the little eyebrow flicking, and you know they're friends and you'll feel good. Someone comes towards you running through with their brow down, with their eyes kind of small so that their pupils are small and their hands closed. You're given two emotions, either fear or anger. And the fear or anger will result in flight or fight. And then you run or you fight back, right? So on a daily basis, that's what your unconscious mind is doing with you. You have 0.015 of a second to know whether someone's friendly or not. I mean, it's that fast.
Wow.
Whether you like them or not. And it's usually based on body language. This is why I do a lot of work around changing your body language, not just changing your words, but changing the body language too, because 55% of communication is your body language, 38% is tonality, and only 7% is the words you use. So in actual fact, what happens is that the unconscious mind's flowing through emotions on a daily basis. Your job is to monitor them and think, am I safe? Am I on track? With parents, this is where it starts to change. Because before you're 7 years old, you're going to hear 150,000 plus negative commands. Don't do this. Stop doing that. Because example, etc., you've got those replaying in your head every minute of every day. And it's our job to clear those limiting decisions out and actually start to live in the now.
That's so good. Well, if you're just joining me, I'm speaking with Yvonne Oswald, and she is the author of Every Word Has Power, Switch On Your Language and Turn On Your Life. How does your book complement The Secret? And I think it's Dr. Emoto's Message from Water. And for listeners who may not know who he is, share that experiment with them so that they can have a clear understanding of the power of our words.
Mm-hmm. Well, Dr. Emoto actually fast froze water after he'd spoken words to it, or even taped words to it, like love or hate or joy or whatever. And he found that when beautiful words were said to it, or beautiful music was said to water, because it, of course, water is a great conductor. It's 70% of the world and 70% of our body. The patterns that were resulting once the water was fast frozen, beautiful six-pointed stars, if there were lovely words given or lovely words typed onto the water, you know, onto the glass, and it was very discordant patterns if it was low energy words or rock music or something which is fairly, you know, not pleasant. So I suddenly realized, well, that's the power of the words we use. It's resonating through our body, it's resonating through the world. So every word we use has an effect literally on every other person in the universe, albeit a small one.
You know, that's so true. And when I saw that experiment, I was thinking, well, since our body is 70% water, what about the words that we're speaking over our body? Oh, you're too fat, or I'm so tired, or I wish my behind was a little smaller, or you need to lose weight. All of those negative things are really imprinted in our DNA, and it really impacts our ability to be successful.
It's also literally like the immune system. They've been low energy words have been proven to lower your immune system. High energy words have been proven to boost the immune system.
Wow, and you know, that's why somebody said that you really need to watch your words, because it's kind of like if I spoke negative about you and say, Yvonne, you don't need to wear red. That color's not doesn't look great on you. It would be like somebody standing on top of a tall building with a feather and throwing it down. You can never get those words back. And in my own life, personally, I'm very careful about who's around me and the words that are spoken over my life.
Yeah. And here's something even more interesting, Constance. When we gossip about other people, I mean, we all gossip to some extent. You know, it's part of humanity. However, what you're saying about the other person, the person you're saying it to will actually associate those words with you.
That is so true. I remember I was with someone, and this lady was like a size zero. And I guess she was just really, like, offended by anybody who was remotely overweight. And she judged and talked about everybody that was overweight. And it's so interesting because over the years, she gained a lot of weight. Right. And she felt that it was directly related to the words of her mouth.
Yeah, because you get what you focus on.
Right, right. Well, you know, another principle, you talk about mind magic. What is mind magic?
Mind magic is awesome. It's a way to actually, I've got 10 little mind magic things in the book. One of them is going into that state called Hakalau, which is the Hawaiian state of alpha. There are many, many little methods in the book on how to clear emotions, how to clear negative emotions in less than a minute. Now, one of the ways to do that is actually looking up. And as you look up and look at the ceiling, look at a spot on the ceiling and become aware of what's on the right and the left. And as you do that, you actually go into the state of alpha. And from there, you can actually tell your unconscious mind to clear the negative emotion right now and preserve the positive lesson. That's all it needs to be told what to do in order to clear it. It's on page 103 of the book. So page 103 is an awesome page. And I actually was nominated for a visionary award for it. So it was a really good method.
And so what you're saying to me, Yvonne, is that a person who has struggled emotionally in an area for most of their lives can release that within a couple of minutes? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. I can do it in about 30 seconds now. So it's really cool. And also, if you want, I'd love to actually do my future pacing stuff that I've been doing with my PhD. I'll do it with you guys right now, if you wish.
Okay, go right ahead.
Because what that will do is my biggest thing that I was working on was clearing worry and anxiety for people. Because what happens is they get caught up in a loop of there's no exit strategy. There's no way to clear that because what you're worried about hasn't happened yet. So therefore, you know, you're going towards it before it takes you towards debt if you're trying to clear debt. And in another sense, what happens is you just keep getting round and round in the same issue, right? So what I realized was we hold our negative emotions and our positive emotions and our memories in two places, in our physical body, because your unconscious mind has nowhere else to store it except in the body. That's why eventually, if you've got enough low energy things happening in your body, you'll get dis-ease and then disease physically. And another place is outside your body. So what happens is when we do visualization or affirmations or all the other things, we tend to hold the memory outside our body. And I suddenly realized that, you know what, if we bring it into the body, then it becomes much more real to the mind than holding it outside. So let's go ahead and do this. I want you to think of the age you are now. So whoever's listening and Constance, think of the age you are now. And I want you to think forward into the future to the age when you'll be so free, so happy, so awesomely free and feeling good about everything. How old will you be? The first age that comes into your head is? Go ahead and get that. And we always say, if we were 20 years old and we knew what we know now, our lives would have been totally different, right?
Right.
So suddenly occurred to me that why wouldn't we go to the future and pick up their future resources and bring them back to now so that we can use them? And it actually works beautifully. So what you do is you simply close your eyes, float above your body and go out to the future. Imagine going out to the future or pretend to imagine going out to the future and find the future you who's free in every way, free financially, free emotionally, free relationship-wise, feeling awesome, really loving their life. And as you watch that person go about their daily life, watch them as they look beautifully slim and happy and healthy, dressed in gorgeous clothes, big smile on the face, looking like they're really, really like loving life. Turn all the colors up, turn all the sounds up. Look at what they're doing. Look at the fabulous relationships they've got around them, the money, the wonderful career, the helping other people, the really making a difference to people. And as you watch them go about their daily life, they'll suddenly spot you and say, hey, you found me. Fantastic. I've been waiting for you to find me. I'm so excited. Come and have a look at our wonderful life. And as they show you the life, they're going to give you some advice. The person of the future is going to give you some advice to help her or him absolutely have an easier time of it than you've been giving it to them. So listen to the advice. Really, something really simple. They're going to tell you something. And now they're going to give you an awesome gift. They're going to give you a box, and you take out of the box the gift that they've given to you. As you take that out of the box, what significance is it for you? What is it that that it means to you that you can actually will help you today? And now you're going to ask them for all the new information, all the resources, all the feedback that they can give you that you don't have yet. And they'll say willingly, I'll gladly give you this because we'll get there way quicker. And as that person gives you all the resources, I want you to wash the whole picture with one color. Choose the color from the rainbow. And imagine just washing the whole picture with one beautiful color. And then take a deep breath. Breathe that whole picture into your chest, into your heart, along with the resources, along with the gifts, along with the advice. Lock it in with your fingers. So click your fingers to lock it into your physical body. And then take the one cell that has the most of that color in it, in your chest. Put a face and two little arms and legs on it and see it high-five every other cell right through your body, high-fiving and passing on that beautiful color to every single one of the cells so that every cell is singing and alive through your heart, your lungs, your liver, your spine, your hips, your legs, your knees, your calves, your feet, your face, your arms, your fingertips, every cell singing and alive. Come back into the body and open your eyes.
Wow, that was a powerful exercise.
Yeah, now here's the most interesting thing. Now you're going to rethink how old will you be when you have that freedom, and it's a different age, right?
Why is it a different age? Because you went into the future and brought the information that you needed for that age.
Yes, you will have gained a year or three, for sure. I did this exercise with some Catholic school children pulling us last week in a school, and 75 of them, and These are 17-year-old kids, and they were thinking they were going to have that freedom and that happiness when they were 30 years old or 27 years old. By the time we finished the exercise, and it literally took, 5 minutes, not even, all of them were saying, wow, we can do that now. We have it already.
That's a great exercise. And while you were talking, something else came to my mind, Yvonne. Let's talk about money or attracting money or wealth or abundance into our lives. How do our words and our thoughts really bring wealth into our lives?
Right, because abundance is there all around for us to take. I mean, people say, oh, you know, the economy is not good, particularly in the U.S., right? The economy is awesome for some people in the U.S. People are going in and buying real estate like a lot right now because houses are really cheap, you know. So it's not true for every single person, and what you have to do is be careful of generalizations. So it's almost like a feeding frenzy. I noticed there was an article here in Canada last week saying we're about to go through the same depression as the U.S. Why would they say that? You know, it's simply because, and once people start believing that, then yes, we will. But right now, we're doing really well. You know, there's what, 1 minute stopping Niagara at Niagara, you know, the U.S. and Canada. The difference in the economy is huge. There's no real reason for it, except that people started to believe that the economy wasn't good.
Right.
So what to do is actually start saying the economy is improving. This is awesome. My economy is improving. What can I do to start? Instead of thinking about how much debt you're in, think how much money you can make to clear that debt, so it wouldn't even be of significance.
You know, that's so true. So in your own life, personally, Yvonne, what has been one of the most powerful manifestations in your own life where you were using your thoughts and your words to really create your heart's desire?
Well, funnily enough, it happened this last 12 months. I sold my big house, which had a big pool and all the rest of it in a bit north of here. And it was just too big. I was just getting to the point where all I was doing was looking after the house. And I thought, let's sell it. Let's get something smaller. And there was just nowhere to buy a house, which was really interesting because I was there with the money ready to go in the bank and nowhere to live. So we moved into a little rental property we've had for about 10 years. And I suddenly had this money in the bank. And I was actually speaking to Rich Mom, a wonderful girl called Savannah, who lives in BC. And she said, well, why don't you buy some houses cash? And I said, well, that's an interesting concept. I'd never thought of doing that. And she actually taught me a little method. It was a really simple method, actually. Savannah Ross, her name is. And I suddenly now am still living in this little rental property, just about to move into an actual bigger house again. Meanwhile, I've bought 7 houses.
Wow.
And we have income of $7,000 a month from those houses.
And so tell me specifically, how did you use your words and thoughts to do that? Did you think from the end? Did you use words like, thank you, God, for my new rental properties? What did you do specifically?
Specifically what I did, I sat there thinking, what am I going to do? And I actually said, I need help, God. You need to give me some manifestation now. You need to talk as though you really mean it. Instead of saying, please can I have, your unconscious mind and God really kind of responds to commands. You know, it says, Jesus said, asking it should be given. You have to ask for help. And I literally sat there in bed one night saying, I need someone to help me now. This is not a good position to be in. Literally within 24 hours, I had an email saying, you need to contact this woman. She's really good. You and she should chat. I chatted with her, and literally within 24 hours, I had the solution.
Right. And for my listeners out there tonight, I want to stop here and really just hone in on that principle of using your words to command. I have a great saying that says, command your morning and rule your day. And yes. For me, that simply means that in the morning, I get up and command with my words and with my prayers and with my meditation what I want to happen for that day. So if you're in a really difficult situation, you know, the Bible says that God is no respecter of person, but God is a respecter of people who don't understand how to use universal principles. And so begin to command or speak, you know, what you want out of your mouth every day instead of what's in your life, and you will begin to create miracles just like Yvonne did.
Absolutely. And here's the interesting thing. If you use a command tone, your unconscious mind is 100% on guard because it's your survival mechanism. If you say to a child, drop that, it will immediately drop it. The unconscious mind takes over because that's your survival. If you say to God, I'm in trouble. I need help. Give me some help tonight, please. I need my spirits working with me, the angels working with me while I sleep. Give me some solutions by tomorrow morning. I need them now. It will actually start working in your favor. You'll actually get the results you want.
You know, that's so true. And also, getting back to your manifestation, I just want our listeners to really clearly see what they can begin to do in their own lives. What about your imagination? Did you see yourself with these houses? What was your imagination or the pictures that were really in your mind prior to the manifestation?
Well, funnily enough, it was actually while I was speaking to Savannah that the pictures started happening. She said she'd actually bought 149 properties in 4 years. And I suddenly started visualizing what that would look like. And I thought, wow, if she's done 149 in 4 years, I can do 10 in 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually started visualizing the 10 properties and thinking, right, when I'm at 10, then I'll regroup and I'll think about it. And I didn't let anything stop me. Literally, people were saying, you can't do that. And I was saying, watch me.
Right.
And we're up to 7, and it's only been 10 months.
And so your imagination literally brought your future into the nowness of your life.
Yes, exactly.
Right.
And it was really like, why not? I can do this. And the second you get congruence, what happens is the universe aligns to you. It's when you're incongruent or when you're on the fence or not sure about it, you won't get results. When you completely think, this is what I'm going to do, this is how I'm going to do it, and we'll see what happens then. Then we'll regroup. If it doesn't work, that's cool. What happens is when you set yourself 100% on track, you get where you're going.
And lastly, Yvonne, what are 3 things that our listeners can do tonight to increase their success?
Number 1, write yourself a letter saying how successful you are already. It's like, really, literally, dear Yvonne or dear Constance, you are an awesome person. Your success is amazing. Put a date on it for the future within 2 years, exactly what you intend to do. So literally, you're actually writing on paper what you want to do. Number 2, make sure you have fun today. If you have fun. Fun introduces the mind to your imagination. And it's like, you know, when you've got the name of someone on the tip of your tongue and you can't quite get there, what happens is as soon as you have fun or you're creative, immediately the solutions are there because your unconscious mind is off bringing you results. And then the last thing is do something with your physical body. The physical body, if you can get active, if you can just literally go for a 5-minute walk, it changes the whole state. It changes the whole state of your body and actually introduces what's called a pattern interrupt so that you won't keep going around in the same loop.
Well, Yvonne, tell our listeners how they can contact you. I know when I introduced you, I said that you lived in Ontario, so you don't live in Ontario?
I do live in Ontario. Okay. Toronto, Ontario.
Okay,
yeah.
Toronto, okay. All right. And so how can our listeners reach you? Via email, via your website? How can they get this wonderful book, Every Word Has Power?
The book is available at Amazon and Barnes & Nobles and all the main bookstores. It's also, my website is globalwelcome.com, G-L-O-B-A-L, welcome.com. And my email is Yvonne, Y-V-O-N-N-E, at globalwelcome.com. And the phone number's on my website. I'm totally accessible. I'm the only one who opens my emails because I get so many calls from all over the world. And I'm very easily accessible. I teach hypnosis, NLP. I do one-on-one coaching, all kinds of things. So I'm really happy to, and I'm happy to come and do a keynote for anybody who wants me to.
And so what would you like to leave with people all over the world tonight, Yvonne, about their words?
I would like you to actually go and do for 24 hours, say kind things to every single person you meet. Not just be nice to them, but actually think of what you could say which would make them boost their day, including the people at the supermarket, including everybody you meet. Literally say, I like your hair. You've got a lovely smile. You're really kind. Thank you so much. Really make sure that you plant some seeds of kindness.
Right. That's very powerful. Yvonne, thank you so much for such great, powerful information. And I'm really going to encourage all of my listeners to go and purchase her book, Every Word Has Power. You've been a magnificent guest. Well, once again, this is Constance Arnold with the Think and Believe and Manifest Talk Show. Remember, tell 3 of your friends about the show and tune in every Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And that's 4 p.m. for my West Coast listeners. And remember this, God loves you, expect a miracle, and the best is yet to come.
Thanks for joining us today on Think, Believe, and Manifest. We'll be back next week with another great show. For more information, go to FulfillingYourPurpose.com.